It was almost Easter, and at school that meant the Stations of the Cross and a daily catechism reminder about the nature of disloyalty and human failure. When he needed them most, Christ's men bagged it down the road and let him take the weight on his own. I came to appreciate the meaning of betrayal a little better that spring. I thought my account of Mr. Dunlop's abuse of Sister Felicie and the Cheerio Man had made Benny our ally. He'd said he would come by my house the next night and straighten out Mr. Dunlop and anyone else who was pushing around kids and nuns and yo-yo instructors. He said these kinds of guys were Nazis and should be boiled into lard and poured into soap molds. He said, "Don't worry, kids, I owe you guys. You taught me the atomic bomb and the Chinese star." The next day, after school, when I was raking leaves in the yard, Vernon used his slingshot to shoot me in the back with a marble. I felt the pain go into the bone like a cold chisel. "Got a crick?" he said. "Yeah," I said mindlessly, squeezing my shoulders back, my eyes shut. "How about some hair of the dog that bit you?" he said, fishing another marble out of his shirt pocket. "You screwed with Benny Siegel, Vernon. He's going to stuff you into a toilet bowl," I said. "Yeah. Who is Benny Siegel?" "Ask your old man." "Oh, I forgot. He can't read either." Vernon's fist came out of the sky and knocked me to the ground. I felt my breath go out of my chest as though it were being sucked into a giant vacuum cleaner. Through the kitchen window I could see my mother washing dishes, her face bent down toward the sink. Vernon unbuckled my belt, worked the top button loose on my jeans, and pulled them off my legs, dragging me through the dust. The clouds, trees, garage, alleyway, even the dog dumps spun in circles around me. Vernon pulled one of my pant legs inside out and used it to blow his nose. Benny and his girlfriend did not show up at my house that night. I called the Shamrock Hotel and asked for his room. "There is no one registered here by that name," the clerk said. "Has he checked out?" There was a pause. "We have no record of a guest with that name. I'm sorry." "Thank you for calling the Shamrock," the clerk said and hung up.